Tens of thousands of South Sudanese converged at Juba International Airport as early as 7 o'clock in this morning to welcome home their new cardinal, Stephen Ameyu. They sang and danced as they waited in the scorching sun to a glimpse of the new cardinal. Senior government and Catholic Church officials, including Vice President James Wanyika, were part of the crowd. Addressing the press upon his arrival at Juba International Airport, Cardinal Stephen Ameyu said his elevation to the position of cardinal demonstrates maturity of faith in South Sudan. He called on South Sudanese to put down their guns and work for peace.
It is a sign that our church has matured. It is no more a young church because we have celebrated 100 years of faith. And that faith, the Holy Father has seen it. As we come together, let us put God ahead of us. Because we have a lot of things to do, let us work for peace. Not the peace of the silence of guns, but the peace of Christ that put each one of us together and able to say to my brother, you are my brother, and to say to my sister, you are my sister.
Cardinal Ameyu, two other African Catholic Church leaders from South Africa and Tanzania were among the 21 cardinals installed by Pope Francis toward the end of September. Ameyu says his appointment as the first South Sudanese cardinal also means a new page for war-torn South Sudan.
We are a nation that is regarded as warmongers. Why? Because we have been fighting all these 50 years without any turning back and say, let us forgive one another. Today is the chance that each and every one of us should look at his or her own heart and say, my dear brother, I have forgiven you from the bottom of my heart. It is only forgiveness that makes us mature. It is only forgiveness that makes our church strong. We cannot build unity without love. Let us love one another.
Some Catholic faithful in the crowd, like Regina Paul, say they see the appointment of Cardinal Ameyu as a blessing for South Sudan.
It's a very great day, really, indeed. We are very happy and we welcome His Cardinal Stephen Ameyu. He's very important because it's for the first time in the history of South Sudan since we got independent. It's for the first time we have Cardinal in South Sudan. So it's a very great day. We are happy. It means we have also to change. We need peace. We need this day to change all of our life. We need to live in peace and harmony. We have to come near God.
Rita Igale, another Catholic faithful, calls on Cardinal Ameyu to push South Sudanese leaders to restore peace.
We need blessing from Cardinal. We need him to bring for us peace. And let the leaders of South Sudan revise their hearts so that they can live in peace and so that they can bring for us real peace. I am very happy for this day.
The appointment of Stephen Ameyu as cardinal comes some months after Pope Francis paid a historic visit to South Sudan in February in what was described as an ecumenical pilgrimage of peace. He traveled to Juba together with the Bishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, and Moderator General of the Church of Scotland, Ian Greenshells. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayor in Juba.